This is the History Podcast. Now, here's your host, Jason Thomason.
Welcome to the History Podcast. I hope this podcast finds you having a good day. I'm your host, Jason Thomason. Thank you for choosing our podcast. You know, one of the common questions I've been getting a lot lately as a history teacher is how the Secret Service came into existence. So in season 5, we'll be looking at the history behind the Secret Service and how it evolved into what it is today. But to appreciate what role the Secret Service plays in our modern context, we need to examine important moments in history where plots were made on the president's life. Today, as we kick off this season, we're delving into a dramatic chapter of American history where there was no such thing as the Secret Service. A moment early on in the Constitutional Republic, the assassination plot of the 7th President of the United States, the American Lion, Andrew Jackson. To set the stage, let's travel back to the 1820s and early 1830s, a tumultuous period marked by political strife, economic challenges, and bitter debates over issues like slavery and states' rights. President Andrew Jackson, known as the People's President or Old Hickory, was a polarizing figure whose list of enemies, let's say, was quite long. His policies, including forced removal of Native Americans and the infamous Trail of Tears, drew both fervent support and vehement opposition. The year is 1824, and the United States is a young nation finding its footing. James Monroe, the last of the founding fathers, is nearing the end of his presidency, and the stage is set for a new leader to emerge. But little did the nation know, the election that would follow would be one of the most controversial and consequential in its early history. Let's start by introducing the main players in this political drama. The four prominent candidates in this election are often referred to as the corrupt bargain candidates. They were John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, William H. Crawford, and Henry Clay. John Quincy Adams, the son of the second president, John Adams, was a seasoned diplomat and had served as the Secretary of State under James Monroe. Andrew Jackson, a military hero known for his victory in the Battle of New Orleans during the War of 1812, was a very charismatic figure with a strong populist appeal. William H. Crawford, the Secretary of the Treasury, and Henry Clay, the Speaker of the House, also threw their hats into the ring. The election unfolded with no candidate securing a majority of the electoral votes, leading to a contingent election in the House of Representatives. So why is this election so controversial? Well, Henry Clay, who did not secure enough electoral votes to be considered for the presidency, threw his support behind John Quincy Adams. This alliance between Adams and Clay raised many eyebrows and fueled speculation of a corrupt bargain. When Adams won the contingent election with Clay's support, he appointed Clay as his Secretary of State. Many critics argued that this was a backroom deal leading to accusations of corruption and collusion, forever staining the legitimacy of Adams' presidency. The fallout from the election of 1824 had far-reaching consequences. It solidified Andrew Jackson's reputation as a champion of the common man and fueled his successful bid for the presidency of 1828. The election also marked the end of the so-called era of good feelings and the beginning of a more contentious and divisive era in American politics. The election of 1824 left a bitter taste in the mouths of many Americans. Andrew Jackson, feeling the sting of what he perceived as a corrupt bargain that denied him the presidency, rallied his supporters over the next 4 years. And in the election of 1828, the nation witnessed a rematch between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. The campaign was one of the dirtiest and most contentious in American history. Personal attacks, accusations, and mudslinging were the order of the day. Jackson, the champion of the common man, emerged victorious in 1828, marking a seismic shift in American politics. His presidency, known as the Age of Jackson, ushered in a new era characterized by populism and the expansion of democratic principles. The election of 1832 further solidified Jackson's influence as he won re-election against Henry Clay. However, a new political force was emerging, the Anti-Masonic Party, which became the first third party in American history. The anti-Masons capitalized on public discontent and anti-establishment sentiments, gaining traction in the Northeast. They held the distinction of being the first party to hold a national nominating convention, setting a precedent for future political conventions. The election of 1832 also marked the beginning of the Whig Party's formation as a coalition of diverse groups opposed to Jackson's presidency. But despite Jackson's victory, the seeds of opposition were sown, setting the stage for the Whigs to coalesce into a formidable political force in the years that followed. Now, fast forward to January 30th, 1835. President Jackson was attending a funeral service for Congressman Warren R. Davis at the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Little did he know that this somber occasion, despite how many bitter enemies he had throughout the Beltway, would become the backdrop for a brazen assassination attempt. Richard Lawrence, an unemployed house painter, nursed a deep-seated grudge against President Jackson, blaming him for his many financial misfortunes. Lawrence also believed he was the rightful heir to the British crown, and he was convinced that Jackson stood in the way of him fulfilling his destiny. Lawrence armed himself with two pistols and positioned himself near the east portico of the Capitol, where Jackson would be departing after the funeral. His plan was to shoot the president as he exited the building. As Jackson emerged, Lawrence took aim and fired the first pistol. However, much to Lawrence's surprise, the gun misfired. Seizing the opportunity, the enraged president charged at Lawrence with a cane, attempting to subdue him. Lawrence quickly pulled out his second pistol and fired, but again, fate intervened. The second pistol also misfired, giving bystanders like Congressman Davy Crockett and Jackson's aides the chance to intervene. Despite the misfires, Lawrence's attempts on President Jackson's life sent shockwaves through the nation. The incident raised questions about the security measures in place for the president and prompted a closer examination of mental health issues in the early 19th century. After the failed assassination attempt, Richard Lawrence was apprehended and declared insane. He spent the remainder of his life in mental institutions, and the incident became a footnote in the turbulent history of the Jacksonian era. The assassination plot of Andrew Jackson remains a compelling and chilling chapter in American history, a moment when political discontent manifested in a dangerous and potentially deadly manner. As we reflect on this incident, It serves as a reminder of the challenges and complexities that have shaped the United States. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the History Podcast. If you like the episode, be sure to like it and subscribe so that you'll get notifications every time a new episode drops. As we close, remember, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We'll see you next time.
Let's think now, what was happening in Europe in the 1930s? Carlene?
I thought you said that we weren't going to have to know dates.